Finally this hour, calling all fans of rock and roll improvisation. Our musical contributor David Was is not usually a fan of jam bands, but he has found an exception in a new recording from a band called Rudder. Here's his review of Rudder's new album.
If brevity, per the bard, is indeed the soul of wit, then what are we to make of the countless jam bands that have proliferated since the demise of their esteemed godfathers, the Grateful Dead? The prolix and repetitive plucking of bands like Fish and Widespread Panic deaden the wits of all but the herbally intoxicated faithful. Enter keyboardist Henry Hay and his jam-happy jazz quartet, known collectively as Rudder. While firmly committed to the extended improvisational workout, Rudder is also master of the postmodern wink, at once invoking the sound and sensibility of 70s funk jazz and having a wee conceptual laugh at the same time. Their second release, Matorning, is full of glorious sonic surprises. The titles alone indicate there are pranksters at work. That last onomatopoetic track, Tokyo Chicken, is sandwiched between tunes like 3H Club and Jackass Surcharge, a tax which could potentially raise billions in this troubled nation of ours. 'Tis a great burden writing instrumental music and having to think of apt names. Thus does Rudder come up with One Note Mosh, invoking thoughts of Jobim and the Sex Pistols all at once. The music itself is less punk samba than aboriginal didgeridoo meets My Sharona. Equal parts funk and jazz, and with heavy debts owed to Miles Davis's Bitches Brew, Rudder is a breath of sweet oxygen in an often stale instrumental scene. Yes, they are courtly jesters eager to amuse, but they can also sucker punch you with a ballad called Lucy that is as mournful and moving as a New Orleans funeral march. Rudder may meander, but is not without a deft pilot at the helm and a hardy crew.
The band is called Rudder. The album is Matorning. Our reviewer David Was is half of the musical duo Was Not Was. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.